dying blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from a rainy day at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We make these ahead, as you know, and of course today we had our Wednesday noon prayer. Today is September 17, so if you wanted to go on our archives and watch some of the, because we have as our guest, Brother Gene Wiseman, Reverend Gene Wiseman. And we do have a video that you can watch. He's going to talk about these things that he shared with us today. Because he called me on September 14, and I'm not sure. No, it wasn't the 14th. You called me earlier than that. I think it was the 14th you called me. But anyway, he had had, in the night, heard the voice of the Lord. And so, Brother Wiseman, would you tell us what you heard? I guess it was sometime here in September that you heard this.
It was Sunday. What? I'm not sure of my dates. When I'm on the road, I kind of get the days and nights mixed up a little bit.
But it was September, and it's been about a week or week and a half ago.
Yeah. And but the Lord had just been impressing this word in my spirit, disturbances.
Disturbances.
And he just, with... You know how it is when God starts impressing a word in your spirit, it stays with you, it stirs you. And I remember Lynn Hammond ministering 1 year at the Autumn Assembly, and she spoke on inquiring of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'd always done that anyway, but that message stood out with me. Mm-hmm. So I started inquiring of the Lord on this word disturbances. What was he telling me? And I knew it had something to do with prayer. I knew it had something to do with the WWPs, mm-hmm. The worldwide prayers. It's been united together through your ministry. And as I began to inquire of the Lord, and he began to tell me that there's disturbances that the prayers are causing in some high places in the spirit realm. And Sister Billy, it just lets me know our prayers are going someplace. Our prayers are accomplishing something. You know, sometimes the word is taken so lightly. And even the scripture, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And sometimes people let up because they feel like they're not seeing all they want to see manifested in the natural realm.
Answers. They think they didn't get one, maybe, or.
Yes, they just, because, well, we've been so prone to thinking of the physical miracles that takes place mm-hmm. spiritually, but in the physical realm. Mm-hmm. But there's the physical realm, there's the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And so much that's taking place now in the physical realm is being authored by spirits.
That's right.
The wars that's going on, so many of them's going on in the name of some sort of religion.
Yes, they're spiritual.
And a spiritual war cannot be won in the natural. If it's spirits, then it's got to be combated.
In the spirit.
By spirits, in the spirit realm, yes. And you know, sometimes I think that's even more the reason why Jesus spoke to us and told us, "Behold, I have given unto you power over all of the power of the enemy."
Yes.
And of course, Ephesians, Paul in Ephesians, I believe it's the sixth chapter when it's speaking about the armor and so on. And speaks of the spiritual wickedness.
Yes.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
And strategies of the devil.
Yes. his strategies, the wiles of the devil, the strategies, the schemes, the plans. And while we're talking here, while we're here talking and speaking of the things of God, there, and I don't, we don't want our focus to be on the devil, but we do need to know our enemy. And while we are talking, the enemy is making plans on how to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Against, and he, who's he going to steal from? He's not going to steal somebody from someone who has nothing. He's going to steal from them that has something. And so, but prayer can absolutely interrupt these things, these schemes that's going on.
Cause disturbance.
Disturbances.
In high places.
Yes, and we're going to have to go to the high places in our praying. You know, here's something that the Lord put in my spirit. You know, there are blessings that he speaks of that will overtake us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being overtaken by the blessings. And I've noticed in my own life, when you launch out and do the things that God tells you to do, there's blessings that's going to find you.
That's right. It's his way, his reward.
I often say that's why we call him God.
Yes.
You know, there's reasons we call him God.
He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yes. And you know, really, in some aspects, doing the word is the same thing as praying.
Yes.
But yet, I still like to have those times I just pull away from everything. And I think our private praying is making our corporate praying stronger.
Absolutely.
And I can really see this in the spirit realm. This corporate praying that God's raised you up to ignite, it's just an ordination that's upon you to reach prayers. It's a God thing. It's
yes.
A God ability.
Help the prayers.
Yes.
What he said.
And this, I can see with this corporate worldwide prayer meeting, it's one of the largest prayer groups that I know of. But leaving aside numbers and size, this is a strong prayer group.
Yes.
They've
matured through the years.
Yes, they have. You can sense, I can sense it when I'm out on the road traveling. And someone comes up to me and they'll say, I'm one of the worldwide prayers. You know, you can tell a difference in those people.
Yes, you can.
There's an excitement. They are thrilled to be involved in the business of prayer.
That's right, dear brother. They are thrilled to be involved in the business of God. You know, the Lord, it seems to me that people are born again not just to sit on pews and not just to, go out and witness, per se. Their lives are a witness. But what I'm talking about is handout tracts or something. Some are called to do that, but not everyone. But it seems to me that everyone's called to pray. And everyone is called to have this personal relationship with God that you have daily in prayer. And then when you come together in corporate prayer, you are so strong because your spirit is strong. You have grown in the spirit in your private time with God. Now, when you called me and you talked about the church, the prayers, being more effective than they think they are.
Yes.
You said, and we didn't bring this out today in our Wednesday prayer meeting, but you did on the phone to me, that we're prone to look at the man. We're prone to look at the king or the president, and we don't see the results we want to see or think that we have prayed into being. But we don't know. We don't know. We don't know what has been escaped, what has not happened. Because we're working in the spirit realm, and the evil spirits, they're trying. This is what God shows us in when he talks about the king of Tyre and the prince of Tyre, that the evil spirits in the heavenlies, those evil wicked spirits in the heavenlies, work down through earthly rulers, like Daniel, you know, the prince of Persia, the prince of Grecia, and they're the ones working down. And really, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. And our prayers, to amount to anything for our country, for anything, are going to have to get up to them.
Yes.
It's going to have to get on that level, on a level beyond.
It has to. Because that's the realm where the activity is taking place.
That's the realm.
And we, as human beings, we have this tendency to just view in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And expect to see what's going on in the spirit realm with the natural eyes. And mm-hmm. it's not always that way.
Mm-mm.
I'd mentioned this today in the Wednesday service, I believe, but a message that I'd heard quite some years ago, how that this next move, and we are in that next move
yes.
now, that this next move, that we would be stopping things before they happened.
That's right.
And the prayers are stopping things. We get so overwhelmed sometimes by the news. This has happened. That's
right.
happened. This catastrophe or this thing or this war or this outbreak. But what are we as sons and daughters of God stopping before it ever takes place?
I know for sure that things were stopped on 9/11 this year. Not because I read it in the news, but because I knew ahead of time. We had our prayer on 9/11 in connection with a group called Cry Out America that I've been associated with for some years now. The president of ORU, Billy Wilson, he was the head of that organization. Now someone else is because of his duties. But this year, they championed people wherever they were in America praying together on that date. And so we changed our prayer meeting to that date, our Wednesday prayer. We changed it to Thursday. But the Lord said to me, I was walking across my house, and he said, don't wait till that day to pray. Pray before. And I knew when he said it, plots, schemes, plans, for they wanted something to happen to the United States of America, the devils. They wanted something to happen on 9/11. And I know for sure, I told the prayer group here and told the prayer group online, we have to pray before. And I absolutely know things were stopped, that the enemy had planned strategies of the devil. Now, we're getting ready to have our autumn assembly of prayer. And these prayer warriors, these people who are the WWPs around the nation, we meet together every noon. And we're praying for an awakening to God, noon on Wednesdays. And they come together for kind of like a convention of prayers, an assembly. The Lord said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as you see the day approaching. So we're going to be here in Branson, Missouri this year. We're going to be at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater. You can find about it online, or you can telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. It starts October 30th. And goes through November 3rd. And November 4th through 7th, we're having a First Nations meeting. Native Americans from across North America, United States and Canada, are coming together. One thing they're going to do is show their support for Israel. So we'd love to have you, either one of these meetings. And we're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to talk about some of the things that Brother Wiseman saw about light and dark. Shalom, shalom.